In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I'd like you to listen to a short story about an experience I had. I was at the beach last August, and I saw the lifeguards down there by the water, standing on the top of the lifeguard post. They were looking carefully out into the water, and they were motioning for someone out there to come in closer to the shore. Within a minute, one of the lifeguards was down from the lifeguard stand and into the water, going after the man who was thrashing around in the water, his arms flailing in the air. The guy was trying desperately to keep his head above the water. He was swimming against the big waves as best he could. As I got up from my chair to walk closer to see what all the commotion was about, I could see that the man out there was quickly getting exhausted. I thought as I watched, I think he knows he's in trouble. The lifeguard waved his hand in the air to the guy and yelled at him to grab the lifeguard ring. And he swam toward the man. The drowning guy was shouting back at the lifeguard, and I couldn't believe what he was saying when I saw him flailing in the water. He's telling the lifeguard, "I can make it on my own." And just then, he was hit by another huge wave, and it pushed him under. That did it. That did it. And the guy realized that he had no strength left. So he grabbed the lifeguard's flotation device, and then he grabbed the lifeguard's hand, and the lifeguard pulled him into shore. By then, he was just 20 feet from where I was standing, with a crowd of people who had gathered. And as he coughed water out of his lungs, it was obvious that he could never have saved himself. He finally had to reach out and take the hand of one who came to save him. Well, in the reading that Bill just read 2 minutes ago, St. Paul is reminding the young people who were living in Rome that they needed to stop trying to do everything for themselves. Like the guy who was drowning at the beach last summer. The people that Paul was writing the letter to the Romans to, he was telling them to stop trusting only in themselves and in their own strength and their own ability, and put their trust in the lifeguard. For Paul, that was Jesus Christ. We've all got to let go of that ego inside us that says, "I've got this. I've got it. And I can get wherever I want to get on my own." That guy who almost drowned last summer was saved because of the lifeguard's ability, not his own. If he depended on himself out there in the water in those moments, he would have probably washed up on the beach the next morning, a dead body. St. Paul writes, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved." Do you try to get through most things on your own? Do you sit and worry when you can't solve every problem yourself? The guy at the beach was saved because of the lifeguard's ability, not because of his own. Do you take time when you lay your head down on the pillow at night to thank Jesus Christ for reaching out his hand multiple times during that day to help you get through? Do you wake in the dawn of a new morning to ask God to help you remember, regardless of what might happen during the next 12 or 15 hours, that his hand will be there to help you through, to get you through the day's difficult moments? If your faith is real, you already know and trust that you don't need to do it all on your own. You already know that. It's all about what Jesus Christ has already done for you and me. Will you remember that when you feel at some point that you are in water over your head? Amen.